Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A freeze warning remains in effect.
A freeze watch begins at
midnight tonight.
Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 56. Lows dip down to about 29. Tonight, clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 67. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies.
I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Right now, it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, we wrapped up at the end of last week with one new state representative announcing his run for Secretary of State in the upcoming 2026 midterm elections. As KSNT News reports, a state representative, Pat Proctor, ended up making his announcement, saying that he is wanting to focus on making sure that elections are secure and making sure that voters in Kansas know that the elections are secure in the state.
No, I mean, you know, whatever you think about January 6th, I know that opinions vary widely. I think we can all agree that those folks believe that the election in 2020 was stolen. And, you know, I think it's just a great illustration what our whole country could look like if we lose voter confidence. I can't speak to the entire country, but our elections here in Kansas are secure, and they were secure in 2020. But again, if people don't believe they're secure, it doesn't matter how secure they are.
Current Secretary of State Scott Schwab has made his announcement of running for governor in the race. Mid-American Network News.
Spring is in the air, and that means it's time for a fresh start at Midwest Kia. Is your old ride cluttering up the driveway? Trade it in today and get up to $5,000 over MMR value. Need a fresh financial start? Drive home a brand new Kia with rates as low as 0% for 72 months. Or clean up with massive savings. Lease rebates up to $19,000. Don't forget, every new Kia comes with industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Spring clean has never felt this good, and these deals won't last forever. Hurry into Midwest Kia, where we make car buying simple, transparent, and fast. And we are always singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Trade-in value based on condition and market availability using Manheim Market Report. 0% APR for 72 months on select models. Lease rebates vary by model. See dealer for details.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly ended up wrapping up last week with signing seven more bills into law across the state of Kansas, with them taking effect within the next couple months, including Senate Bill 104 that ends up granting additional flexibility to Shawnee County Board of County Commissioners to make citizens' commissions on local government. Senate Bill 77 that streamlines the process by removing state agencies that no longer exist from the Kansas Administrative Regulations. Senate Bill 13 reduces requirements for filing, registration, and licenses of certain organizations and businesses. House Bill 2222 that requires ignition interlock device manufacturers to pay fees to the state of Kansas for the administration of the ignition interlock program. House Bill 2221 that transfers the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Treatment Fund from the Kansas Department of Corrections to the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability. House Bill 2215 that modifies the definition of public-private partnerships. And House Bill 2110 that facilitates the state's 911 board transition to a new state agency.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. U.S. Congressman Don Bacon from the state of Nebraska has officially sent a letter to U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick saying that he's expressing concerns about the plan of potentially laying off personnel from the organization of NOAA that is responsible for helping monitor local weather around the nation. In the statement from Bacon, he said that NOAA plays a significant role in the protection of Nebraskans from dangerous weather events, especially tornadoes, blizzards, and flooding. At the same time, Bacon has announced that he would be, quote, pressing the White House to restore restore the Weather Service's official ability to deploy weather balloons. As they say, it has been an ongoing concern about shortages in the agency after Omaha's Office of Meteorologists that say that their office has been roughly half-staffed for more than a year. This comes after a brutal winter where Governor Jim Pillen said that he had declared a state of emergency for 24 counties during blizzard conditions throughout the last winter, with the estimated damages climbing in the state to now near $53 million.
We all need someone in our corner, especially when searching for a job. Kansas Works has a network of friendly, knowledgeable professionals who've helped thousands like you build a quality career. Who better to help with writing a resume, finding training, or other personalized services than a fellow Kansan who is closely connected to employers in your area? Kansas Works is in your corner, and it doesn't cost a thing. Just visit KansasWorks.com to find a workforce center near you. And that's how Kansas works.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Commerce and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. First-degree murder charges were filed Friday in the shooting death of Father Harul Carrasola of Seneca. The 57-year-old priest of St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church at Seneca died Thursday afternoon after he was shot in front of the church rectory by 66-year-old Gary Hermish. Listing a Tulsa address, Hermish had reportedly been back in the local area recently and was taken into custody shortly after the incident Thursday afternoon. Formal charges allege intentional and premeditated actions, prompting the first-degree murder charges filed in Nemahal County District Court. Marshall County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business, with approval for purchase of 5 desks for the appraiser's office at a cost of nearly $28,000. Washington County commissioners were advised several community storm sirens were not operational. Those identified during a recent test include Greenleaf, Morroville, Lynn, Palmer, and Hollenberg. Individual communities are responsible for the storm sirens. The county sheriff reports he has some good hires in mind and would like to proceed. He noted potential departures in the future in planning ahead, which may result in short-term overstaff if hiring more. Gage County Board of Supervisors at their last meeting spent considerable discussion, then extending a deadline to complete work on a series of 6 culvert projects in Gage County by a month. An earlier 6-month extension with votescapes on the project had been granted previously, and the motion to extend until June 1st passed on a 4-3 vote, with Gary Lytle, Emily Haxby, and Rick Claybaugh voting no. An update was presented on this summer's Cattlemen's Ball in Gage County. Starting May 15th, the first of 9 tents will arrive and others to follow. There will be a ranch rodeo Saturday afternoon with 12 four-man teams. Main entertainer will be singer Gabby Barrett, along with Nebraska native Jordan Skoke. They will provide multiple free medical tests. A live auction will be involved, with thousands expected to attend the annual event, which is to be at the Acton Ranch near Liberty. Your news on your time. A podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available on our website at KNDYradio.com and on our social media. Alice L. Juniman, age 82, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m., St. John's Catholic School gym, burial in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the school gym, with a visitation Thursday 2 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Alice Juniman. Adrian F. Ad Prawley, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Memorial service is planned at a later date, pending at Christy Andrews Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Adrian Ad Prawley.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken, baby bakers, garden blend, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, lasagna with French bread, mixed salad, peaches, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine and breezy throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid-70s, then clear skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Staying breezy throughout Thursday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30, then clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More sunshine by Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early April 64, record high on this date 87. The average low 39 and the record low 16. Sunset this evening 7:56. Sunrise in the morning at 7:02. 32 degrees right at the freezing mark this hour. Let's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 7th of April. KNDY News Time 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's now a dozen for Connecticut. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. UConn didn't win a women's basketball title until 1995, but the Huskies now have 12. They blow out South Carolina yesterday in the championship game, winning by 23 in a matchup they led by as much as 32. An emotional 12th win for Gina Wariema.
I think all of my former players that are here, you know, when you cut down the nets and everybody gets a little piece of it, I wish we had enough nets that every one of them got a piece of it, because that's how much they mean to us.
UConn's first title since 2016, the longest title drought since the first win in 1995. Men's championship tonight, Florida and Houston. To hockey, where Wayne Gretzky is now second all-time in NHL scoring.
Right side to Wilson, centered up. Ovechkin has it, he scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 895!
John Walton, Capitals Radio Network. Alexander Ovechkin passes Gretzky's all-time record. Gretzky was on hand for the moment. Ovechkin now 5 from being the first to 900. Vladimir Guerrero will be staying in Toronto after all. ESPN's Jeff Passan reports he gets a 14-year, $500 million mega deal. Blue Jays are in Boston later today. Red Sox yesterday sweeping 2 from the Cardinals, including an 18-7 blowout in the Sunday night matchup. Boston winning the first game in walk-off fashion, one of 5 walk-offs on Sunday. Giants edge the Mariners 5-4 on Wilmer Flores' game-winning hit. Tigers beat the White Sox. Spencer Torkelson with a walk-off two-run double. Tommy Pham a game-winning single for Pittsburgh in the 11th. They beat the Yankees 5-4. Rangers 4-3 over the Rays on Jonah Heim's game-winning single in the 9th. Lakers pound Oklahoma City 126-99. Luka Doncic 30 in the win. Steph Curry had 3 points yesterday. Warriors lose to Houston by 10. Kings beat the Cavs 120-113, while the Celtics, with 24 more three-pointers, they beat the Wizards by 34.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock markets look like they're going to start the week right where they left off, diving again. Futures pointing to a sell-off at the opening bell with the next round of President Trump's tariffs on the way. Last week's drops wiped out over $6.5 trillion worth of value. Goldman Sachs now puts the odds of the U.S. economy slipping into recession sometime in the next year at around 45%, up 25 points from last month. One of the first places you may see the tariffs hit is the grocery aisle. Experts say about half the items in a typical grocery store will be impacted in some way. They point to heavily imported products like seafood, coffee, bananas, and olive oil as prime candidates for early price hikes. Trade groups are also warning about the effects on our clothes budget. 97% of the clothes and shoes purchased in the U.S. are made overseas. And they warn bringing back American manufacturing would be expensive and could take years. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. President Trump, during his tariff announcement back on Wednesday of last week, touted a drop in egg prices, crediting USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins. Trump stuck a humorous note as he brought up eggs.
The first week, I got blamed for eggs. I said, I just got here. They said, eggs have gone up at like 250%, and you can't get eggs. And they were going crazy, and I said, I just got here.
But Trump says it was USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins getting to work on the problem, issuing $1 billion for biosecurity, vaccine research, and financial relief for farmers.
And our great Secretary of Agriculture, you did a fantastic job, Brooke Rollins. You did a fantastic job. And as I said before, the price of eggs dropped now 59%, and they're going down more, and the availability is fantastic.
Bird flu outbreaks have slowed, and the United States Department of Agriculture reported in late March that wholesale egg prices fell to $3.27 per dozen as supplies rapidly improved. Trump says Easter egg lovers could have been in trouble.
They were saying that for Easter, please don't use eggs. Could you use plastic eggs? I said, we don't want to do that.
Wholesale prices peaked in February at more than $8. Looking back in the history books, a dozen eggs at retail cost just $2.04 in August of 2023. Now, quickly, in conclusion, China's finance ministry will impose a 34% tariff on all U.S. imports starting April 10th. CNBC says its response to duties imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump. China's state news agency says the Chinese government is calling on the United States to immediately cancel its unilateral tariff measure and resolve trade differences between the two countries in a manner to beneficial both sides. The ministry also said the now 54% tariffs on Chinese imports into the U.S. are inconsistent with the international trade rules and seriously undermines Chinese interests. Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Since plant species in pastures can change often, producers should create plans every time they choose to burn to ensure they appropriately apply fire to their property. Kansas Forest Service fuels specialist Luke Burning shares the importance of knowing what kinds of vegetation reside in a pasture.
It's really critical when you're looking at a piece of ground to know exactly what's out there. If you have warm season grasses that are native or cool season grasses, if you've got wildflowers out there, if you've got invasive weeds like Sericea lespediza, certainly Sericea is a great example where if we burn at the wrong time, we're actually promoting Sericea and we're making the problem worse.
He explains ideal weather conditions for prescribed burns.
Generally, we're going to recommend 30% humidity and above, up to about 70%. Higher than 70, you're going to have a hard time getting it to carry and you're not going to get good consumption. But winds, we want to look to have 5 to 15 mile per hour winds. We need some wind. You know, wind is the driver for our fire in Kansas. It determines what direction it's going to go and at what speed. And so we need some wind so that we can predict where it's going to go. But then, yeah, capping at about 15 miles per hour, you can push that a little bit if you've got experience. But once we get too high of winds, fire behavior can pick up pretty dramatically. Cloud cover is another important one. We want to see between 0 and 70% cloud cover for a good burn day. And actually, research is showing that if we have between 30 and 50% cloud cover, our fires produce less ozone, and so we can actually reduce the amount of pollution in our smoke. And lastly, we want to think about mixing height. KDHE recommends that we have a minimum of an 1,800-foot mixing height, which the mixing height is simply the maximum height in the atmosphere that our smoke can travel to. Eventually, it'll hit kind of a cap in the atmosphere, and it'll start to spread out. We want that smoke to punch up in a column and get up and out of our local area, way up in the atmosphere, to be dispersed.
Burning relays and equipment consideration.
The important thing with equipment is make sure that you have more than enough. We don't want to skate by with the minimum. If something goes down and we were at the minimum, now we are in trouble. Whereas if we have, you know, an extra UTV, an extra backpack blower, that way if things go, something breaks, we're able to step in and continue safely burning.
That was Kansas Forest Service fuel specialist Luke Burning on developing a plan before prescribed burns. Learn more at www.kansasforests.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks at Pietra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday, hey, with a 11 o'clock start, so good morning to all. Well, probably the most important news is looks like we will be holding a cow-calf bred cow sale. It's been an interesting weekend looking at cow-calves. Also, some fall calving cows. It certainly will be the tail end of April on the cow-calf bred cow sale, folks. So watch the internet, Beatra77.net, and pick up the consignments. And if you have any interest in consignments on that sale, certainly give us a call here at the barn. Well, today we'll start at 11 o'clock here on a smaller run. Interesting enough, next Monday, kind of an outstanding sale, and we'll certainly get to that a little bit later. But here today with 11 o'clock sale, of course, the hay at 12 o'clock noon, and so let's get after it here this morning. There will be two black bull calves coming off the cows. They're going to be 2 to 3 weeks old. Smaller run of calves here today. There's four black baldy, red baldy steers. They're going to be that 300 to 400. Four black steers in that 500 range. Pavin's got 21 black bull and heifers. They're going to be 4 to 8. The Bartles out of Bennett got 10 black and red steers. They're going to be 6 to 6.5. The harder calves, 23 red baldy blacks. They're going to be 4 to 7. And 10 Neumeister black steer and heifers, 4.5 to 6.50. On the cattle, the calves will sell at 12:30. Got a nice way up run of cows. They closed last week pretty hot on those cows and bulls on the way up market cattle. So certainly if you've got the cattle to move, you've got time to get them in here this morning. At 12 o'clock noon, of course, we'll get into the hay sale in the small squares. Second cut, 120 alfalfa. Fourth cut, 65. In the brome, 156. In the grass, 114. In the big rounds, there's 211 total. We got numerous piles of alfalfa. First cut, 20. There's another 8 bales of no designation in regards to cut. There's 11 second cut. There's 10 third cut. We've got protein of 17 and 137. There's another group at 12 and 9 third cut. In the fourth cut, we've got two groups, an 8 that weigh 1740, a 10 group that weigh 1875. In the round brome, 40. In the round prairie, 11. In the round grass, 33. Another 10 that weigh 1722. And we've got 10 rye bales, and that will be at 12 o'clock noon. On the inside, the baby calves, the feeders will begin at 12:30. Now, moving on to next week, it's just fell together a really outstanding set of cattle. There's going to be over 300 yearlings, mostly heifers. There is an outstanding set of 60 head of steers. Those steers are going to weigh 8 1/4, 8, 30, 40. The heifers, there's a smaller bunch of that 7.5. Then we get into a set of 80 at that 8 to 8.5, and 120 of that 8.5 to 9.50 on the yearlings. And in the calf market, basically that 5 to 6, maybe 6.5 stretch, and there's over 300 there on the nice cattle there for April 14th. going back to the CalSale folks, if you have interest in the consignments of cow-calf families or the possibility of the fall calving bred cows or additional consignments, certainly give us a call. That will be late April. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We say thanks for the business. You can certainly give us a call. Alicia, Rick, Denny, Brian, Ryan, Slim, the whole group at 223-3571. And certainly have a great day and keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
Some fascinating rain trivia to ponder under the next April shower on today's Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 7th, the 97th day of the year. Jazz singer Billie Holiday was born on this day, and in 1977, a new baseball franchise, the Toronto Blue Jays, played their very first game. One of the most well-known weather proverbs belongs to this month: April showers bring May flowers. And it also brings to mind a few questions about rainfall. For instance, why do we say raining cats and dogs? The origin is in the Middle Ages, when thatched roofs were common. Domestic animals would often bed down in the straw. A heavy rain brought the animals tumbling down, as though it were raining cats and dogs. And here's a fascinating piece of rain trivia. The rainiest U.S. city is not Seattle, but Syracuse, New York. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about our weather online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 32 degrees with sunshine. Cooler highs today in the middle 50s, then a pretty good warm-up with 70s the remainder of this work week.
Zips back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update, as it was Wichita State baseball carrying a 3-1 lead into the bottom of the eighth inning, but allowed four runs and could not rally in a 5-4 defeat to Charlotte yesterday afternoon at Robert and Miriam Hayes Stadium. The Shockers now 11-20 on the season, 4-5 in American play. They will face Newman coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m. first pitch. K-State baseball was also in action this weekend, but it was actually Oklahoma State yesterday, claiming both games of the doubleheader, taking a middle game 7-0 before a 10-2 win in the series finale. And also in action was KU baseball, as the number 23 team in the nation. KU Jayhawks baseball extended its winning streak to 9 games with a 13-4 victory at UCF to finish off a Big 12 series sweep yesterday. Kansas hit two more home runs and is now 27-6 on the season, as mentioned, and 9-3 in Big 12 play, both of which are the best marks in program history. They will go up against Nebraska tomorrow with a 6 p.m. first pitch at home.
Local sports this week: Monday, Valley Heights softball will host with a baseball team at Donovan West. Tuesday, a busy day for Marysville High spring sports with the baseball and softball teams at Chapman, track teams at Valley Heights. MHS boys tennis team will host a meet Tuesday. The Bulldog golf team opens the season at Wamego. On Thursday, MHS baseball team hosting Rock Creek, with Bulldog baseball and softball teams home to Valley Heights Friday, and the track teams travel to Concordia. Also Friday, Frankfort baseball is home to Onega.
KNDY,